Hi, welcome to Two Chit Chat Chicks. Remember us? We didn't do our due diligence and learned there was already a Chit Chat Chicks in the podcast universe. So we wish those chicks well, and we are now officially
Two Chit Chat Chicks.
The number two.
Yeah.
I'm Edie.
And I'm Leia.
Thank you for all the wonderful feedback last week, both in the Facebook Chit Chat Coop and in personal messages you sent. We are so grateful, and you have given us so much momentum to keep this train rolling.
Oh, choo-choo. Woo-hoo! So much fun. Same as last week, we'll be sharing chit chat tips and tricks.
Focusing on beauty today.
And we'll gather around for the campfire chat, talking about burning topics.
This week, it's about rituals.
And of course, we'll have our chit chat challenge of the week.
In our chit chat tips and tricks segment, we share things that make our lives just a little bit happier or better.
Beauty is the name of the game this week.
I want to know the name of the game.
That is your chit chat bonus of the week. Listen to some ABBA, guaranteed to make you happier.
And dance.
Dancing queen, young and sweet, only 17.
Okay, that's enough. Edie, what is your tip?
Leia, my dear friend, this is a beauty tip that you can really benefit from.
Me or everyone?
Well, you and others. But remember the other day when you had that big circle of white on the back of your head? I thought you were going bald and wasn't going to mention it, but then I found out that you sprinkle baby powder in your hair to absorb excess oil.
Okay, I can't believe that you're telling our audience about me and baby powder.
They need to know. Well, no more baby powder for you. You need to splurge on an honest-to-goodness dry shampoo. I have tried a gazillion different kinds, and my favorite is not your mother's dry shampoo clean freak.
What?
It smells good, and it doesn't leave that embarrassing white stain in your hair. This dry shampoo will also add extra volume to your hair, and you can buy it at Target. I can pick some up for you if you like.
I guess. Okay. I think I need some. I like the idea of extra volume, too.
Yes.
And that baby powder, that is.
Yeah.
That's a little 1990s, isn't it?
I think it's 1970s, but. Leia, what's your beauty tip?
Okay. I have to get over my embarrassment here. Well, I have a little preamble before my tip. I have a friend with whom I worked in my early days of teaching. Her name is Tanya, and she's a little older than me, and she square dances, and she's just the classiest and most fun lady you can possibly imagine. So Tanya always, and I mean every day, wore a matching bra and panty set that coordinated with whatever she wore that day. Super impressive, right?
I can't even imagine how much she spent on
lingerie.
I don't know. Super impressive.
Right. Tanya used to talk about how it felt so good to have her little secret, knowing how good she looked under her clothing, even if nobody else knew about it. So that's the preamble. In these days of everyone wearing a mask,
as everyone should,
I know, right? I think that lipstick can be our own little feel good about yourself secret.
I love this.
Right? So this year, before the pandemic, I decided to start wearing a long-lasting lipstick inspired by one of my colleagues and friends, Nikki, whose lips always look fantastic. All day long. So after some trial and error, I found Maybelline Super Stay Matte Ink Lipstick. Now, some of the other ones I tried still stain my coffee cup or now my mask, but this one does not budge.
Let me just ask, I've had some of these lip ink stain things that are still there a week later, and... it's not a pretty sight.
Okay, so to add to this tip, you also must, especially if you apply your lipstick at work, mm-hmm. you also need to carry makeup wipes, because I have made some mistakes that have had me looking like a clown in front of my students because, you know, I put it on too fast or something. And believe me, paper towels and soap in the teacher's bathroom do not take it off. So, yeah, even so, Maybelline Superstay Matte Ink Lipstick, applied carefully, is the cat's pajamas. Okay?
So you know that you're looking good under your mask.
Totally, right? It's mm-hmm. your little secret.
We hope you all look forward to upping your beauty game this week.
Yes. Okay. So moving right along to our campfire segment.
Fire's burning, fire's burning. Draw nearer, draw nearer. In the glowing, in the glowing. Come sing and be merry.
This week we will focus on rituals, of which I have none at the moment, but fortunately Edie has many.
Yes, I do. So Leia and I were initially inspired to talk about rituals because my friend commented on how people in Seattle were lining up for like an hour to get their morning coffees, crazy. Their frappuccinos, their lattes, their macchiatos, their cold brews. I have not been to Starbucks since before March because the line is too long. And I'm worried about, you know, the ozone layer.
Fair enough,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So anyway.
Yeah, that's crazy. People need their rituals, right?
They do.
And for a lot of people, coffee is a comfort, and going to Starbucks every day is part of that ritual.
Yeah, I know Starbucks was a daily ritual for me when I was going through my divorce because it gave me something to look forward to when I wasn't looking forward to much. That being said, Starbucks is no longer a ritual for me.
Well, because you're happy now.
I'm happy.
Right.
So rituals feel even more important during this pandemic.
Yeah.
We need things to ground us and we need to feel stable and normal.
Oh, so, so true. Completely agree. That said, it's been super hard for me to establish any rituals over the last many months because I'll make a long story short, but some of you know that I live and teach in China, and we were locked out, or we left China on January 28th and have not returned. Mm. We have not been able to return to China since that time. So in between staying in Thailand for 2.5 months at 3 or 4 different places, and then in the Sierra Nevadas at a friend's second house in California for another few months, and now in our COVID condo in Madison, the whole last 6 months or so feels like a complete blur to me.
Yeah, I bet. Mm. Sounds like this is a perfect time, now that you're a little more settled, mm-hmm. To get yourself some rituals, don't you think?
Yes, please.
Well, here's one that I used to have back in high school. Back in high school, I would play Bruce Springsteen's Born to Run every day while putting on my eyeshadow. It was the 80s and I had a lot of eyeshadow to apply.
Oh yeah, baby.
It cracks me up that I needed to pump myself up just to go to high school. But that song still makes me feel like I can handle anything.
Oh, that's totally the best. And you know what? You do need to pump yourself up to go to high school. It is hard work.
Yeah.
There's just so much going on, right, in high school. That's, you know, bless all of our, not that we have any high school listeners, other than my daughter Charlotte, who's producing the show. But yeah, high school is hard.
Bless them.
Well, I love that. How about now?
Yeah.
I know you're a gal who loves your rituals, so tell us about a few of them that you have presently.
So before the pandemic, I would wake up at 4:15 in the morning
what?
To get my entire morning ritual in. So every day began with me listening to NPR's podcast Up First. Mm-hmm. And then I would make coffee using my AeroPress while I listened. Mm-hmm. Then I would write a gratitude list. Then I'd work in my prayer journal. And then I would read a daily passage from Mark Nepo's book, The Book of Awakening. And then after that, I would spend between 20 to 30 minutes working on writing my book. And somewhere in there, I make another cup of coffee. So I still do that, but since I'm home and it's summer vacation, I don't need to get up at 4:15 in the morning.
I am truly astonished by that. That is so much more than me. Back when I was actually living in my own house in Beijing, it was pretty much all I could do to get out of bed, walk Moondog, slap on some makeup, get dressed, put a sweet potato in the microwave. Oh, that is another tip, eating sweet potatoes. Yeah, just microwave what? For 5 minutes. No.
Almanzo in Farmer Boy used to eat sweet potatoes on the way to school. His mom would slip them into his pockets and he'd nibble them.
Well, that was to keep him warm, wasn't it?
But he would eat them too.
Well, sure, at lunch. He'd eat them at lunch.
Would he? Or would he sneak and eat them on the way to school?
Good question. Well, who wouldn't be tempted? Sweet potatoes are yum. Now, in Beijing, there are places where you can buy sweet potatoes on the street corners, like people roasting them. They're so yummy. But there are none on my way to work. So I just do it in the microwave and, you know, wrap it in a paper towel and eat it on the way. They're super yummy and nutritious, easy to eat, and they fill you up to lunch. So there you go.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, give it a try. I'll tell you. Meantime, a few things that I know I do that I suppose could be considered rituals. One is coffee. Not for me, but for my sweetie, Dawn. He you know, he can be a bear in the morning. <Not his coffee. laughs> So, yeah, you know that, right, Edie? A couple years ago, I was trying to think about what I could do for Dawn's birthday. And we were at the time living in a condo that had three stories, and our bedroom was on the top story and the kitchen was obviously on the main floor. And every morning we'd wake up and go, who's going to make the coffee? So for his birthday, I created a coffee corner in our bedroom. And I got a little mini refrigerator and a coffee maker and a couple of mugs and I would make the coffee the night before, so when we got up, all we'd have to do is press click, and we would have nice coffee to drink in bed.
Super sweet. Right? Love, 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 love.
I know. And so it's the gift that keeps giving.
Yes.
Right? Fabulous. Mm-hmm. Years later, I'm still making coffee. But I've upped the game this year during the pandemic. Because, as I said, we've been all over Hell's Half Acre, right? Teaching online and figuring out our lives. And so I had a bunch of post-it notes that I was carrying around to make notes on and whatnot. And one day I thought, I'm going to write Dawn a note and put it on the coffee maker.
What? What? Where you knew he would look.
Exactly.
That old bear.
Where he needed to go. So every day, Dawn gets a super sweet little note to go with his coffee. And it's a nice little ritual that he's come to expect. And Dawn has actually upped his game too, because on occasion, he also writes me notes.
I love it. Yeah. I love it.
I know. It's the best. So that's one ritual that I have, and that's becoming even more more fancy. Right? Special.
The only way you could up it more is if you start buying organic beans.
Oh my gosh.
And grass-fed half and half. I have to have grass-fed half and half in my coffee.
You do not.
I do. It's a ritual.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. Okay, well.
It's very pricey, but it's worth it.
Dawn drinks his coffee black.
Okay, well.
Yeah, so.
Save some money.
Right, right. But one other ritual that I remembered is that what our family does at dinner every night. So we always have dinner together. Dawn and I are both teachers and our kids are both students. So we have always had dinner together, which is lovely. But maybe about 10 years ago, my parents came or were coming to visit us in Hong Kong, where we were teaching at the time. And I flew into a bit of a panic because I grew up saying grace at the table. And we don't do that in our family now. So we still wanted to reflect gratitude. And we wanted our family to have something that was a ritual or a tradition that they could come to expect, and that they would, that would become a part of who we are as a family. So in my panic of my parents coming, I thought, well, what can we do that's not grace but still reflects something like grace? And we started saying what we were thankful for at the dinner table each evening. And it's been really, really wonderful. It started off with just, you know, a quick little sentence, and we would all say what we were thankful for, and then we'd dig in. But now it goes on long enough that we eat and talk. But everyone at the table has a chance to talk about what went well for the day, what they feel grateful for. And it just sets the tone really wonderfully. And I feel like it's bringing a beautiful ritual to our family that maybe our kids will carry on and that they'll remember when they're older as well and appreciate.
Someone said, and I can't remember who, but they said that the only prayer you need to say in your whole life is thank you.
It's beautiful, right?
Yeah. A ritual challenge that I have is being consistent with skincare.
Oh, I'm good with my skincare.
I have lots of lotions and potions, but you know, since I get up so early, sometimes I just don't have the energy to wash all my beauty off of my face.
Gosh, you have hours. Might as well just cram into some beauty products at the same time.
So
what about at night? You don't have a nightly skincare ritual?
Well, that's no. Like in the morning, I put on, I do, I have a huge involved skincare thing.
Put on your face.
Yes, yes. But I did find it to be a time saver, kind of, by not taking off my makeup. In the morning, I still have like mascara on.
Edie.
And I can go for day two sometimes.
Well, so, only once in a while. That's not a good plan.
Oh, okay.
Don't recommend.
Well, what are your challenges?
Okay, well, I've got a lot of them. definitely exercise, though. I don't do group exercise because, well, I have some titanium rods and screws in my back, and there's just stuff I can't do, like yoga, spinning, aerobics. I don't know if people still do aerobics, but you know, group things are I can't keep up and they hurt me and I get competitive and it just does not work out for me. But I can walk and I can ride bike and do Pilates and stuff like that. I do, however, want to talk about incidental exercise.
Yeah, because incidental exercise totally counts.
Thank goodness, because I'm a big fan of my 10,000 steps a day with my pedometer. So that's a goal. The other day I hit it just by going to thrift stores and Target. It was boom, all day
long. You're such an inspiration, Leia. Such an inspiration.
Oh, shut up. Anyway, I would like to make exercise a part of my day. Like, of course, getting my 10,000 steps, but also doing something like a Pilates video. I have a few of those that I really like. Something from YouTube or using my weights, you know?
So important. I know. Yes.
But it's got to be manageable and not too long. Something that I know I'm going to be able to do and something I want to do.
Yes, you want to do it.
Yeah, yeah, totally. And you know what? For me, it's got to be the evening. I know some people say you have to exercise in the morning, but that is not my jam.
Well, they are not the boss of you, and you can exercise any old time you want to.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Woo! You are very reassuring today, Edie. Oh, I appreciate that. I think you are my ritual guru.
I'll take it. So if those are our challenges that we can get better at, is there something new that you'd like to work in as a ritual that you're not doing yet?
Oh, that's super easy. A consistent morning meditation before I do anything else other than get out of bed. Like, you know, sometimes I try to meditate when I wake up and I'm still in bed, but that is obviously a non-starter, right? So definitely meditation, 15 or 20 minutes ideally, and no news, no technology at all before meditating.
Yeah, I like that. For me, my aspiration is to make a ta-da list at the end of the week.
Ta-da? What's that?
I learned about it on Happier with Gretchen Rubin, her podcast, it's just to take some time at the end of the week, and for me, that's on Saturday, to make a list of all the ta-das, all the things that went wonderful in your week.
Thank you for yet more inspiration, Edie. So, it's on to our chit-chat challenge segment.
Last week, in our 10-year-old self episode, we challenged ourselves to do something that our younger selves would be proud of. Leah, how did that go for you?
Oh my gosh. Christy Martins and I just talked this morning and it was such the best. So much joy. That's when we met, right? When we were 10?
I know.
Weren't we 10?
Well, 9 turning 10, okay. I remember. Yeah, okay. Because we moved into the place on McCaffrey when I was 9. No, I was 7 actually, but I started attending Eden when I met you when I was 9.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah, but you know, it took us a little while. By the time we were 10, things were really going on, right?
We were like cooking.
That relationship had meshed big time.
Oh yes,
man. We had found kindred spirits in each other and life was good, right? We were just living large.
We were living our best lives together.
Oh, I love Christy Martins.
I know, right?
The best.
Oh, Edie, how did your reading challenge go?
Really good. I loved revisiting the Trixie Belden series. I had forgotten how each chapter ends with a riveting cliffhanger.
Ooh.
Listen to how chapter 2 ends. Chapter 2 is called Through the Hedge.
Oh, titles for each chapter. Yeah. I'd forgotten about that. Through the Hedge.
At that moment, the underbrush sprang to life as a loud squawking sound rent the silence. And something black and angry flapped against Honey's legs. Honey screamed in terror and frantically grabbed Trixie's arm.
Wow.
I mean, how can a gal not immediately go on to chapter 3, which is called A Scream and a Dog? So good. And I give it 2 thumbs up and everyone should read it.
Okay, well, I want to read it next week.
Mm-hmm.
Well, our listeners got in on the fun and challenge this week, too. Here's what some of them said they were going to do.
Here's what my friend Sharon said. My 10-year-old self is going to go on a long bike ride to some place where I can, with social distancing, buy an ice cream cone.
Oh, yeah, baby. Here's what a really good friend of mine, Donna, says. She wrote, my 10-year-old self seemed to spend a fair bit of time on the ground amongst the gravel, rocks, asphalt, courtesy of my bike, which was far too large for me. Also, challenging the neighborhood mouthy boy to a physical fight always landed me in amongst the earth and rocks. So, my challenge is to continue to make peace with rocks by continuing to paint them, by putting on inspiring messages, painted animals, flowers, etc.
How much do I love that? I would love to find one of Donna's little rocks.
I know. Remember, we painted rocks with our daughters 2 yeah. summers ago?
We did.
And then we hid them all over the arboretum by the university.
Let's do it again.
Oh, we
Thanks,
should.
Donna. We're doing it again.
Boom.
Lisa said, my 10-year-old self loved collecting stickers, and I just recently started collecting again. So I will definitely be adding to my collection with no guilt this week.
Oh, we are sticker lovers, Lisa.
We're with you, Lisa. You can never have too many stickers.
Okay. Louise, good friend of mine from Hong Kong, says, oh, and she was my hairdresser too. She would come to my house and cut my hair.
Now that's bragging.
Right. Sorry. I had fabulous hair in Hong Kong. Didn't need that dry baby powder shampoo. Anyways, Louise said, my 10-year-old self says, I need to get a bike.
That seems to be a theme.
Mm-hmm. A bike theme.
Well, Jenny had some questions for her 10-year-old self. Roller skating? Binge reading Trixie Belden? Making State Fair cream puffs? Just thinking about it is making me smile.
All of the above, Jenny. All of the above.
Every single one.
Oh, these are wonderful. So please feel free to keep chiming in on your 10-year-old self goals. We've made a post in the Coop called, What Would Make Your 10-Year-Old Self Proud? Keep contributing there, and we can inspire and give each other new ideas.
So on to this week's challenge. It's simple, but it could lead to great things. We encourage you to either recommit to a ritual or start a new one.
So good. Well, mine is going to be the morning meditation.
And mine is going to be the ta-da list.
I love it. So that's it for episode number 2 of the Two Chit Chat Chicks. Remember to join us at the Chit Chat Coop on Facebook to introduce yourselves and write about what your rituals are going to be.
You can also reach us personally at twochitchatchicks@gmail.com and also check out our blogs. Mine is littleranchhouseonthepraire.blogspot.com.
And mine is newstarteveryday.blogspot.com.
Don't worry, it'll all be in the show notes.
And your Prairie Girl greeting cards?
Yep, we'll include that too.
Okay, great. Remember, if you like the podcast, please share the link with your Chit Chat Chicks and Roosters. And we appreciate your support and helping to get the word out there.
That's it for this week.
We want to thank our production assistant and editor, Charlotte. My daughter. We couldn't do it without her.
That's for sure.
See you next Wednesday.
Bye-bye.
See ya.